National Oil Heat Research Alliance, Technician's Manual, Liquid Heating Fuels, 2022 edition. This manual is not intended as a substitute for the manufacturer, installation, operation, and/or service instructions, which should always be consulted and considered the first and best reference for installing, commissioning, and servicing equipment. This manual describes recommended and well-established practices for installing and maintaining liquid fuel burners, furnaces, boilers, water heaters, storage tanks, and piping. Additionally, it describes how venting and chimneys affect the equipment's operation. However, the correct way of doing things may change over time due to new technologies, new research, or safety issues that become better understood. Therefore, you must continue your education after reading this manual. Take continuing education classes. NORA has CEU classes available at no charge at learning.noraweb.org. And communicate with manufacturers and local authorities regarding changes. We describe building and installation codes, and we discuss manufacturers' instructions. Each of these is important for installing equipment, but unfortunately, the relationship between them is not always synchronized. Sometimes they appear to conflict. The book relies on well-established model codes. NFPA 31, standard for the installation of oil burning equipment, is the predominant model code for oil equipment installations. Many states adopt this code and use it in their jurisdiction. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes time for your jurisdiction to adopt changes that are made to the codes. They may use old editions or may use competing model codes. Additionally, some NFPA changes may occur between editions of this book. Unless your county or state adopts these model codes, they are not legally required. However, they generally reflect best practices, and customers will expect that from you. Each state, county, or city may adopt a local building or fire code. Usually these will be based on uniform national codes, such as NFPA 31, but occasionally there will be variances or changes to address local problems or issues. Some areas may rely on different model codes than NFPA 31, or their code may not be based on national models. These codes are the law in the area in which you are working, and you must follow them. Finally, each manufacturer provides instructions on how to install their equipment. The codes generally defer to the manufacturer and state, but the manufacturer must be specific. For example, if the manufacturer says, use a draft regulator if necessary, and the code book says, draft regulators are required, then you must use a draft regulator. In describing draft regulations, NFPA says that they must be used unless the appliance design, conditions of installation, or combinations therefore preclude excessive chimney draft, or the appliance is listed for use without one. Thus, NFPA says that a draft regulator must be used unless you can determine that the final installation will not allow excessive draft, or the appliance is listed for use without the draft regulator. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter it covers. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other technical or professional service. If specific legal advice or other technical or professional assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The editors have made their best effort to be sure that the material in this book is accurate. However, any book with as much detail about such a wide range of subjects, with as many contributors as this book has enjoyed, and over as many rewrites and revisions as the text has endured, is bound to have a few mistakes, omissions, and controversial opinions. We take this opportunity to apologize for any confusion or inconvenience that may result from any of these factors. However, NORA, nor those responsible for the preparation of this manual, make any representations or guarantee, or assume or accept any responsibility or liability with respect thereto. This book is sold without warranty of any kind as to the accuracy of its contents. The reader accepts full responsibility for any consequence arising from the use of this book. In all cases, local codes and equipment manufacturers' instructions take precedence over anything we have presented in this book.